Iran has defended its recent launch of ballistic missiles in a letter written to the United Nations. Iran launched two missiles March 9th. The rockets hit targets off of Iran's coast into the Sea of Oman, state media and Iran's news agency reported. The United States and France criticized the launches. UN Security Council Resolution 2231 bans Iran from testing ballistic missiles capable of carrying nuclear warheads. Gholam Ali Khosrou, Iran's United Nations ambassador, wrote to the UN on March 23rd that Iran did not violate the resolution. Khosrou said there is no basis for raising the issue with the UN Security Council in the letter. Council members met March 14th at the request of the U.S. to discuss the missile launch. Samantha Power, United States Ambassador to the United Nations, called the launches dangerous, destabilizing, and provocative, and undermined the prospect for peace in the Middle East. Iran continues to insist its nuclear activities are for peaceful purposes, according to multiple media organizations. Some members of the U.S. Congress have asked for more sanctions against Iran. Iran is developing a nuclear program so that they can put it on top of a ballistic missile, Republican Senator Cory Gardner of Colorado told VOA just days after the launch. I'm Jim Dresbach.